Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome, dear friends, once again to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Saucer Pod's in the shop this week for its 100 light year tune-up. System automatically lets us know when it's reached that point, because we don't keep on top of that sort of thing usually. Of course, that can happen to anyone who has come to rely on an intelligence vastly greater than their own. The computer in the saucer pod qualifies as such. The pod is in the service center in the underground complex on Triton. It's used by most travelers of our sort in the solar system. There are bigger places and faster places, but they're at a distance that isn't covered by my service contract, so if I don't want to go over budget, I send the pod to Triton. It gets there on its own and returns the same way, and I should have it back by midweek. In the meantime, we won't be doing any hovering this time, but I don't see that affecting the broadcast to any extent. Anyone paying any attention these days can see that Mr. Apocalypse is hard at work. He seems to be everywhere these days. He's shaking the trees in Britain, hunting down the high-end pedophiles. They dragged Zyokon, Lord Janner, into a courtroom this week. Lord Janner's been pleading diminished faculties through his lawyers, but it did no good. It's a lot like that mafia don that did the same thing some years ago. They got him, too. Now, those who had the power to shut down the investigations in the past seem to have lost a significant amount of their clout. Hillary Clinton is catching it. It seems like all of the formerly untouchable folk are getting touched, like Jeb Bush. Mr. Apocalypse doesn't just reveal things. He doesn't just do exposures. He also arranges for people to do stupid things like having Jeb take on Paul Wolfowitz as an advisor. Look for a lot more stupid acts from these people in time to come. Many of us with insufficient faith are paying more attention to the dire facial appearances coming and going and giving less attention to the fact that everything's under control. Sure, there are ominous rumblings all over the place. Volcano warnings in Japan and specter of another Tootsie goodbye like they had in Rwanda some years ago. Only now it's in Burundi. Many of the high-ranking people there just got killed, and the leader is very much liked, and they're mostly Houthis, from what I understand. And anyway, vampire bride Samantha Power is deep into all that as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., which is usually a spot for international corporation whores who do the bidding of people to stir up third world conflicts so they can steal everything they own. Everything these people think they are up to is turning on them, and this creates a behind-the-scenes heat that is intolerable for the really important shadows. So you can start looking for all kinds of bodies being thrown under buses. This is what Mr. Apocalypse likes, and he's going to get it. As I mentioned a time or two by now, I was told to just sit tight and let everything unfold, however it is it'd be doing that. And I was told not to worry about anything or feel the need to do anything if I didn't feel the need to do anything, if that makes any sense. And I'm thinking the reason for this is precisely because everything is under control. And that is something we all need to recognize so we don't wind up running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I'm guessing moments such as this will be coming around, and some of us are being warned ahead of time to be prepared when the pressure to act in that manner starts to come down all over the place. To my mind, this can only mean some kind of major event is on the horizon, something that interferes with commerce and the moving of goods by trucks and planes, something that causes people to storm the supermarkets and stand behind their doors with guns. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be crazy. And into the mix of all this comes raising awareness levels in those people who are amenable to it. Unfortunately for many, this is not a consideration, because a raising awareness goes contrary to the self-interest of a great many people. This accounts for that. I don't want to know, and the even though I did know, I wouldn't believe it phenomena, because changes awareness will threaten people's value systems in the sense that what you formerly wanted no longer has any value. A change in awareness can expose to one that their life has been a fraud. This is not something one can live with, unless your main focus is on the ineffable and one is prepared for everything to go upside down and sideways at any time. But if everything you consider important is only material, and suddenly you're compelled to find that out, that it's all a hoax that's been perpetrated on you, and in some cases you perpetrated on yourself, well, figure it out. Would Donald Trump be the incredible embarrassment that he is if he could see himself as he is? Would the Pope, would Obama, would Netanyahu or any of the other Yahoos running around and trampling people in their wake be doing what they are doing if they're not completely deluded? Well, in some cases, yes, because in some cases, they know what they are doing is evil and they like it. And as unconscionable as it is, the Rothschilds, George Soros, others come to mind, they celebrate evil. They believe that if they do their master's work, they'll be paid off with a penthouse in hell. And that might be true if their masters are known for telling the truth. But that is the one thing their master most definitely is not known for. None of this is my affair, however. I have my job description, and that falls within certain parameters. And I'm learning to stay in those parameters, which is not as easy as it might sound when you aren't really sure of what your job description is. And all you do know is that it falls within certain parameters. And you tend to discover what those parameters are because they are guarded by an invisible fencing thing, such as get puts up for dogs when you don't want them running all over the neighborhood. In my case, that desire, oh, let's not be coy, that cosmic imperative has been made very clear to me, and I finally come to understand why the man on the beach said to me, "Everything is under control, take the reins." It has taken me years to understand this, and a lot of pain I might not have had to undergo, but who knows. What he meant was that my entire existence was under control, but I was always projecting this out into the world around me, which may also be true, but I was forgetting the part where I am involved. And it had to do with me, and I was always meant just to step away from the idea that I had anything to do with anything and that it was all scripted, which could also mean that everything that went on to bring me to that point was also scripted, and I never had any choice anyway but to go through all of it. He said something else to me which still puzzles me, but I expect I will find out what that means at some point, too. We were walking along this creek, the Limekiln Creek in Big Sur, and moving toward the ocean when he turned and said, "You're a celebrity here, you know." I haven't had a clue as to what that means, and knowing what I know about myself, I don't see why I would be, but the ineffable has a way of waving his magic wand and making everything what he wants it to be whenever he wants it to be, regardless of whatever it might have seemed to be at another time. It could be that I'm some representation of the cosmic fool. That would make plenty of sense to me. But what I've learned is not to bother trying to figure anything out. It's a sad testimony to my inefficiency at all the things I've been engaged in or attempted to be engaged in that it has taken me as long as it has to get a clue. You would think I would have figured out that all of the oppositions and obstructions I have run into are only indications of those parameters with the invisible fencing. All this time I've been thinking I'm a ping pong ball when I'm actually a ball in an inescapable groove being routed to the unavoidable end. I've used the image of a meat tenderizer before. At least I know I used it somewhere before. The ineffable has this mallet in his hands and he pounds and pounds on you until you're tenderized to his liking, meaning you have become soft and malleable to be shaped in whatever way he desires. And so it is that lately, in these last few days, I feel things I've never felt before. I feel broken but not beaten. I feel stronger in the broken places. I feel all right about whatever and have no idea what whatever is. I feel totally comfortable with having no idea how I'll get from here to there or whether I'll be able to even tell the difference between here and there as times come and go, but it's okay in a way where it wasn't anywhere near this kind of okay before. I talk about these things because I know that others must be feeling the same way, and to share a certain optimism that has been sorely missing in recent times because of the force of appearances. The force that has been maintaining these appearances is decreasing by the day, as the power that has formerly been used to keep them and infrastructures in place is now being siphoned off in another direction, having to do with manifestation of the coming age. As a result, the fabric of former transitory realities is being frayed and coming loose at the edges. It wouldn't be a stretch to say that cartoon characters could start appearing out of the sidewalks and walking among us at any time. This is not to be taken exactly as that, but something like that is altogether possible. And now I think about it, so cartoon characters are walking among us. We haven't seen anything before played up to this point, though. It's going to start getting very real, which means for those of us living so long in the unreal, it's going to start looking like science fiction fantasy coming to play in our backyards and living rooms. Everything is going to depend on your vibrationary rate and on what you depend on. If it is real, it's going to get proven to you. If it is not real, it's going to get proven to you. A meditation on the meaning of apocalypse is being recommended. All this time that all of us have spent here has been for a reason, and that's to do exclusively with what we put our attention on. It has to do with what bears meaning and value in our hearts. As the Bible says, where your heart is, there are your treasures also. Truer words are never spoken. And it doesn't matter if you've been lost all the way up to this point. A simple changing of your mind and direction changes everything else. And always remember that success is speedy for the energetic. If you suddenly realize that you have been fooled and this galvanizes you to do some great effort toward inspired change, the distance you can cover is nothing short of amazing. Especially if you remember that the idea of a distance is an illusion. We're only as far away as we think we are. It's like the idea of the ineffable being at some far removed, when the ineffable is closer to us than we are to ourselves. And a sudden awakening to this can change everything about us from our toes to our nose. Somewhere in that powerful book, The Way to the Kingdom, Joseph Bremer talks about this husband and wife and the idea that was prevalent that the husband was of much higher spiritual order than his wife. Then she experienced what he calls the quickening, which is a kundalini awakening, and it turned out the wife was much more spiritually advanced than the husband. You never know until you know, and at that point, usually, what you know is that you don't know. I've said this many times, but I want to say it again because I believe it is a very important point and also a powerful metaphysical truth. If you know or think you know, just like those clowns who think they're running the show, and oh so clever because he had the means to acquire a fortune or got sprinkled with the fairy dust of fame, if they know, then this cancels out the ineffable knowing, and they have no access to the remarkable depth of the ineffable's knowledge or wisdom or understanding. You really are reliant on the pitiful limitations of your own knowing. However, if you do not know, then the ineffable does. You then have access to all the measureless and unfathomable reaches of the ineffable to the degree that the ineffable chooses to extend it to you. This is one of the reasons that the ineffable often uses those considered to be idiots and social rejects to accomplish his work. One thing we have noticed is that those who put the full force of their attention on the ineffable wind up getting the attention of the ineffable. For some, this can happen quite quickly, and for others, it can take a long time. But whatever is required of you, will be up to it, because if the ineffable has employed you to his ends, you cannot fail, regardless of what you may think of any point. This is why trust is so incredibly important, and a lot of what we go through is all about developing that trust in the ineffable. The meat tenderizer falls until we have reached the consistency of what is needed to accept the impress of the will of the divine in such a way that it is permanent. I have often mentioned going into a room for 3 days with nothing but water, a blanket, and a pillow, and calling out to the ineffable without stop until one falls down in exhaustion and sleeps. And then as soon as awakening comes, goes right back to it again, regardless of whether anything remarkable happens during that process or not. Result of having done it will generate a response from the divine at some point. How many of us ever actually went and did this? Possibly no one who's heard about it from me. And that says all that need be said about the matter. One doesn't have to do it that way. One can simply pray without ceasing, call out to the Almighty without ceasing every single day, as often as one is capable of remembering to do so. And once this activity overpowers every other interest and activity, things are going to start happening. They have been happening all the time, regardless, but they just weren't being seen. Now, just because you can't see angels all around you, that doesn't mean they aren't all around you. The job description of angels, if I remember correctly, is to serve us. And isn't that what the fallen angels refuse to do? Well, it's our fault if we keep asking for the wrong things. Well, my friends, we have come again to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week if there is one. And between then and now, please consider calling out to the ineffable at every opportunity. Try as best as you are able to develop the zeal and intensity necessary to carry this out. It would help to constantly remind yourself that everything else is a waste of time and ends in death. Only the ineffable has the power to overcome death and everything else. There is nothing beyond the power and capacity of the ineffable. That said, Om Amitabha. Much love, Lady Nature. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Allah Akbar. Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru. Yeah, yeah.
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when it gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.